obvious, the Lord is very near to us.
Sure, he wants to put his seal upon that which he has wrought in our hearts. These days, first period, praise God.
Let's claim it.
Let's claim those changes. Lord, I expect to see that I'm different because of what you've done for me at camp here. My time spent in your presence. Sing that song, O thou spirit divine, all my nature refine. And then I was under the ministry of Brother Edwin, and he didn't like to sing it that way because he didn't like this idea of God refining our nature the way he understood it. Now, I think when Brother Gardner sang it, he meant that there's nothing good in our natures and God has to burn all of that away. But Brother Edwin would say, God doesn't refine our natures. There's nothing good there to leave behind. Well, I guess it's the way you look at it. So then Brother Edwin used to sing it, O thou Spirit of God, fill this temple of mine. So let's sing it that way too, okay? All my nature displays. How's that? Let's think of that way too, okay? Dismissed. Psalm 138. A good psalm for those that are going home. Some of the things that we heard this morning already, you'll see there in that psalm. Psalm 138. We can alternate between the men and women. If you have your Bible, as I say, I'm sorry I didn't announce last night we're having table worship, so I caught some of the unawares. But we'll start with the men, one verse, and then the ladies. I'm reading out of the King James. If you're reading something other than King James, read along just a little more quietly so we don't get too confused, okay? But please participate. It'll be good for us. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. Ladies. I will worship for thy holy temple. I will praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cry, thou answerest me, and strengthenest me with strength in my soul.
All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, and they hear the words of thy mouth.
Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord.
Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off.
Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me.
Mercy, O Lord, forever.
Amen. Praise God.
What an expression of faith. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me.
Praise God.
Go in that faith and believe that God will bring to perfection that which that He's been doing in your life. Praise God. Now let's look to Him in prayer.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Lord, we want to thank you for your goodness to us. We want to thank you for your mercy. Lord, it's all the mercy of God, your faithfulness.
Yes.
Thank you for the way in which you have come forth in these days, in and out of meeting, speaking to our hearts, drawing us after yourself, setting in holy desires that will help us to continue to draw near to God and to follow on in the way that you have called us. Pray that you'll bless these that are going home today, Lord. Cover them with your precious blood. We again pray that you will put your seal upon that work which you have wrought in their lives and cause it to grow. Even on the way home, Lord, we pray that you'll fill their cars and with your presence, Lord. And we pray that you'll fill them with rejoicing as we anticipate the good things that you have waiting for us. Lord, bless this whole camp today, those that will be arriving. Give them traveling mercies. And Lord, we just pray, just cover this camp with your precious blood. And over the blood, we pray that the Spirit will hover. And we pray that we shall all walk in a way today that honors you and acknowledges your sweet presence in our lives and upon these grounds. We pray this all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, God bless you all.